Manuscript Releases, Volume 2, Numbers 97 to 161. M.R., Number 117. Ellen White's statements misunderstood and misused. She desired to speak as the Spirit directed. Miscellaneous manuscript items requested by A.L. White for use in various articles to be published, particularly a series of articles for the Review and Herald, on the work of the trustees and the care and use of the E.G. White writings. I find myself frequently placed where I dare give neither assent nor dissent to propositions that are submitted to me, for there is danger that any words I may speak shall be reported as something that the Lord has given me. It is not always safe for me to express my own judgment, for sometimes, when someone wishes to carry out his own purpose, he will regard any favorable word I may speak as special light from the Lord. I shall be cautious in all my movements. Your brethren, or many of them, do not know that which you yourself and the Lord know. I have determined that I will not confess the sins of those who profess to believe the truth, but leave these things for them to confess. I have not been given the message, "Send for Brother Blank to come to Australia." No. Therefore, I do not say, "I know that this is the place for you," but it is my privilege to express my wishes, even though I say, "I speak not by commandment." But I do not want you to come because of any persuasion of mine. I want you to seek the Lord most earnestly, and then follow where He shall lead you. I want you to come when God says, "Come," not one moment before. Nevertheless, it is my privilege to present the wants of the work of God in Australia. Australia is not my country only, as it is the Lord's province. The country is God's, the people are His. A work is to be done here, and if you are not the one to do it, I shall feel perfectly resigned to hear that you have gone to some other locality. Why will not men see and live the truth? Many study the Scriptures for the purpose of proving their own ideas to be correct. They change the meaning of God's word to suit their own opinions, and thus they do also with the testimonies that He sends. They quote half a sentence, leaving out the other half, which, if quoted, would show their reasoning to be false. God has a controversy with those who wrest the Scriptures, making them conform to their preconceived ideas. It seems impossible for me to be understood by those who have had the light, but have not walked in it. What I might say in private conversations would be so repeated as to make it mean exactly opposite to what it would have meant had the hearers been sanctified in mind and spirit. I am afraid to speak even to my friends, for afterwards I hear, "Sister White said this," or "Sister White said that." My words are so wrested and misinterpreted that I am coming to the conclusion that the Lord desires me to keep out of large assemblies and refuse private interviews. What I say is reported in such a perverted light that it is new and strange to me. It is mixed with words spoken by men to sustain their own theories. 139, 1900, page 5. To the Officers of the General Conference. October 24, 1900. For use in Spirit of Prophecy Correspondence Course Lessons. Brother Madison suggests that it would please the people if I speak less about duty and more in regard to the love of Jesus. But I wish to speak as the Spirit of the Lord shall impress me. The Lord knows best what this people needs. I spoke in the forenoon, Sabbath, October 17, 1885, from Isaiah 58. I did not round the corners at all. My work is to elevate the standard of piety and true Christian life and urge the people to put away their sins and be sanctified through the truth. Released January 7th, 1960.